Sheffield Live. Made in Sheffield, made by you.
Do you want to get your message heard? With low advertising rates and great sponsorship opportunities, Sheffield Live can help you reach thousands of local people. Get your campaign on Sheffield Live. To find out more about advertising on Sheffield Live, write to advertising@sheffieldlive.org or call 0114 281 4082. Do you like Sheffield Live? Why not become a friend of Sheffield Live? Sheffield Live is a community radio station, and friends of Sheffield Live are people in the community who make a regular donation to keep Sheffield Live on the air. Join the Friends of Sheffield Live by writing to friends@sheffieldlive.org or go online to sheffieldlive.org/friends.
Good morning. You're listening to In The Moment here on Sheffield Live 93.2 FM with me, Andrew Herbert. We're partway through a programme with our customary new releases, including wonderful offerings by tenor player Eric Alexander, a tune by up-and-coming UK guitarist Rick Simpson, and an intriguing Hawaiian-Indian collaboration, amongst much, much more. First, though, let's delve into a new album called Harlem On My Mind by songstress Catherine Russell. This tune is called Going To Town.
All you hoofers, grab your shoes, chase away those doggone blues. Oh yeah, 'cause we're going to town. Listen to me and don't lag, 'cause the hot time's in the bag. Oh yeah, 'cause we're going to town. Old folks, young folks, gather round, there's nothing to learn. Better turn your dapper down, make sure your feet don't burn. Hurry up, no time to wait, everybody syncopate. Oh yeah, 'cause we're going to town.
Was Catherine Russell Going To Town from her new album Harlem On My Mind and just released on Jazz Village Records. We'll hear another tune from that today on In The Moment later in the programme. You are listening to In The Moment here on Sheffield Live 93.2 FM with me, Andrew Herbert, playing the best of improvised music from the 1920s through to the present day. Last hour we featured a tune by up-and-coming guitarist based in London, Rick Simpson, from his new album on Two Rivers Records called Clamour. It contains 9 original pieces composed and performed by Rick, along with some of the UK's best jazz musicians of the generation, Michael Chillingworth on saxophones, George Crowley, fantastic tenor player, Ralph Wild, vibraphone, Tom Farmer, bass, and Dave Hamblett, drums. And the album reflects many of Rick's influences, creating a personal journey through vivid, urgent, smoochy, energetic, urban, and distinct tones. This tune is called Sea Change. Thank you. That's a lovely tune. It's called Sea Change, and it's on Rick Simpson's new album called Clamour on Two Rivers Records. You heard Rick Simpson keyboards, Michael Chillingworth saxes and clarinet, George Cowley tenor sax, Ralph Wild vibraphone, Tom Farmer bass, and Dave Hamlet drums. Today on In the Moment, we've been listening to tunes from a new album by Eric Alexander. He was born in 1968 and studied classically originally and then switched to jazz at university. Eric Alexander was influenced by Coltrane, Sonny Stitt, Dexter Gordon and George Coleman, and he's played on more albums than he can count, more than 100 records so far. For this album, called Second Impression, Alexander assembled a crack quartet, including Harold Mabon, who was his former teacher, and Bob Cranshaw, who is long known for association with the wonderful Sonny Rollins. In fact, Mabon and Cranshaw first worked together in Chicago in the mid-50s, and the rhythm section grooves and provides Eric Alexander with a broad canvas on which to paint his radiant sound portraits. This tune is called Secret Love.
Thank you.
The unmistakable sounds there of Eric Alexander in full flow, and a tune called Secret Love from his new album on High Note Records called Second Impression. And you heard him there playing the tenor saxophone together with Joe Farnsworth drums, Harold Mabon piano, and Bob Cranshaw bass. You're listening to In the Moment here on Sheffield Live 93.2 FM. Last hour on the programme, we heard from a new album also by Debanish Bhattacharya. It's called Hawaii to Calcutta, a tribute to Tao Moe, and it's an intriguing mix of cultural influences and a tribute to a musician who played the Hawaiian guitar in India during the 1920s and 30s. According to one commentator, he detonated a powder trail of musical sensibilities, and the album is a musical narrative detailing his extended journey throughout the country. This tune is called I Kui Morning Dew. Such pretty music there. That was Debashish Bhattacharya and a tune called Equi Morning Dew from the album Hawaii to Calcutta, a tribute to Tao Moe. You're listening to In the Moment, playing the best of improvised music from the 1920s through to the present day here on Sheffield Live 93.2 FM. And now to hear from another new album. It's called Infinity and it's by guitarist Nicholas Meyer, who was born in Switzerland in 1973 and is now resident in London. He draws on a love of Turkish, Eastern and Middle Eastern music, flamenco, tango and more, all mixed with jazz, and he's one of the rising stars in a vibrant British jazz scene. And in fact, his versatility and musical fluency extend well beyond jazz. He's been a mainstay in the rock legend Jeff Beck's band for the past two world tours in recent years. We're to hear him here playing the guitar together with Jimmy Haslett bass, Vinnie Colaiatura drums, Gregor Carley guitar, Richard Jones, Sally Joe and Lizzie Ball violin, and this tune called The Eye of Horace.
Thank you.
Well, that's a tune full of character. It's called The Eye of Horus, and it's from Nicholas Meyer and his new album, Infinity. You heard Nicholas Meyer guitars, Jimmy Haslett bass, Vinnie Colliatura at drums, Gregor Carley guitar, Richard Jones, Sally Joe and Lizzie Ball violin. You're listening to In The Moment on Sheffield Live 93.2 FM. We've still got another wonderful tune by Eric Alexander to come on In The Moment today, and a monumental piece from Philip Glass as he celebrates his 80th birthday. We've also been featuring on today's programme tunes by chanteuse Catherine Russell. Let's have a listen to another one now. It's from her new album on Jazz Village Records, Harlem On My Mind, and this tune is called When Lights Are Low.
Together, I love you so. Why think about the weather when lights are low? Two hearts revealing, music has charms, life so appealing. shouldn't we surrender when lights are low? When lights are low. When lights are low.
Catherine Russell and When Lights Are Low from her new album Harland on My Mind, and you heard her there with John Eric Kelso, Alfonso Horn, John Allred, Dan Block, Andy Farber, Mark Lieberman, Mark Shane, Matt Monasteri, Tal Ronan and Mark McLean in a fantastic backing band. You're listening to In The Moment on Sheffield Live 93.2 FM, and today we've been featuring a new album by Eric Alexander. It's called Second Impression, and it features some of his longtime musical associates and friends, plus the veteran bass player Bob Cranshaw. Eric Alexander has talked about his concept of instant inspiration, and the session was recorded in an impromptu manner, but the musicians know each other well and played together a great deal, and the results are superb. Let's hear a Jimmy Smith tune called T-Bone Steak.
Thank you.
Eric Alexander and T-Bone Steak from his new album Second Impression on High Note Records, together there with Joe Farnsworth's drums, Harold Maben piano and Bob Cranshaw bass. Well, that's almost it from In the Moment today. I do hope you've enjoyed the music. Let's finish with another tune from Philip Glass's monumental soundtrack to the film Koyaanisqatsi in celebration of Glass's 80th birthday and recognition of a lifetime of achievement in the arts. The music to Koyaanisqatsi has become so popular that the Philip Glass Ensemble has toured the world playing for live screenings. And this tune is called The Grid.